Hi, everyone. You're listening to In the Open, a podcast by Mental Health America, where we talk all things mental health related.
Hi, guys. It's America. And welcome back to In the Open. And I have Teresa here with me.
Hey, guys. It's Teresa.
So today we're going to be talking about a really important topic and the idea around the fact that medication makes me feel worse. Sometimes we get questions about how medications work. And a lot of times people are concerned because whatever meds they've been prescribed are actually making them feel worse than better. So we're going to dive right into that.
This is a very how-to situation, and it gets complicated because if you're taking a medication and you have a choice whether or not to take it, a lot of the ways that they can make you feel worse are around the side effects of the meds. And then I think the best frame to think about it is I know that the meds might help me deal with something, make me feel less depressed or make voices go away. But on the other side, they have other side effects. They make you feel dizzy, sometimes dry mouth, gain lots of weight, or maybe lose your sex drive. And those are really important things in your life. And so the side effects can cause, especially for older medications, newer medications tend to be a little better in terms of not having bad side effects. But if you are on older meds, they tend to have worse side effect profiles is what they call them. And so, yeah, lots of people choose. They're it's just not worth it. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it to get the benefit that I have if it means that I'm also dealing with the side effects that I experience.
But you touch on a couple of things there, because I think for many people at the beginning, when you start taking medication, it may feel like, okay, I'm taking the meds how they're supposed to be taken, and then I'm just not feeling any better, right? So you may not, within the first couple of days, it's not like you take an antihistamine or a pain reliever where you kind of feel it within the next 30 minutes to an hour. The medication has to get to a therapeutic level, right? That's what it's called. Yeah.
Totally.
But it's the reality, right? That it doesn't just work right away.
Yeah. Which is the biggest difficulty with a lot of mental health meds is that they take a while to kick in, especially antidepressants. Those take the longest to kick in. And so it just feels like you're waiting and not feeling better. And another thing, right, is I wish that antidepressants made us feel happy. Mm-hmm. They make you feel functional or normal. It's I'm out of the funk. I'm out of the fog. I'm able to think a little clearer. That is the benefit. And so it's sometimes so subtle, but you're I can exercise. I can do the things I want to do. I can get out of bed. I can shower. And those are signs that the meds are doing a good job, but it does. It takes a long time to kick in. And so before sometimes you feel the benefit of a medication, you do feel the side effects of a med.
Right. That's what I was going to say, because the negative aspects of it, what may be what you're immediately feeling, whether that's you having an upset stomach, or maybe a side effect is an inability to actually fall asleep or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just making you feel worse.
Yeah. And a lot of people, I feel the side effects that are the hardest to deal with are the stomach aches, the nausea.
Right.
Nausea is actually really hard. We all understand what it feels like to feel nauseous, but if you're feeling nauseous from your drugs, nobody wants to live every day like that, right? So it's not uncommon to feel that way. Or if it makes you have a tick or a weird involuntary movement, some people just feel the heebie-jeebies. That also is hard to tolerate if it starts to make you have sleep problems. For people who have never been on medications or talked a lot to people who have been on medications, it's sometimes we just think, oh, just take your medications. You don't want to hear voices anymore. You don't want to be depressed. Just take your meds. And it's just so not that simple until you try, and you actually know what it feels like to be in those shoes.
So we've talked a little bit about some of the negative aspects, right? Whether it's getting to a place of understanding. At the beginning, one, having kind of real expectations of what it means to go on medication. And that's a conversation that you shouldn't be afraid to have with the doctor or whoever you're working with, and asking, what are the side effects? I know oftentimes we get medication prescribed to us and we have, the little paper that talks about side effects, and it's not even read. But it's really important for you to look at that, because as individuals, the reactions that we have with different medications are going to be very unique to you. So even if you and I both take the same med, the way that it feels on in my person may be very different to you.
Yeah, that's why I don't like to read the side effect profiles on my meds, because I'm like, I'll convince myself I have everything, you know?
Yeah.
But I wish doctors could have more time to spend with you when they're prescribing instead of the 15 minutes, so that they can just really, if you've never had this from a doctor, to just have the doctor say, hey, look, the first time you take a med, you want to take time and pay attention to the way that it makes you feel. And when you come back, like, the doctor's like, how are you doing? Like, that's your time when you're like, this med makes me nauseous, this med makes my sleep issues. Like, you really have to be an advocate for yourself and explain to that doctor what the side effects are of the medication you're experiencing. But you can't do that unless you're paying attention.
Completely. So
the doctor didn't tell you, like, pay attention, things could feel different. And you write those things down so that you remember them and bring them back and have a conversation, and even rate them for a doctor is super important. Like, this is what I feel, and I feel it at a 10 out of 10. Like, it's miserable and it's going to make me want to not take this med, versus it's, I feel it at a 2 and it doesn't always happen, but when it does, I'm able to deal with it. Or I know that this is happening, but it's tolerable. This kind of information is so helpful for a doctor to try and understand what it is that you might be experiencing and how to help you try something new, or like, really, especially if you're like, I'm gonna stop this medication because I don't want it anymore. We should talk about that, because medications make you feel awful and worse. There are some ways in which when you feel worse, you should stop a medication and then talk to your doctor, like, because some meds you can't just stop right away, but what situations should we not tolerate? We shouldn't have to tolerate certain situations.
I would imagine that a key place of that is when your overall functioning, let's say you were at a functioning at a 5, and then you start taking the meds and it's a drastic difference and you're like, I can't function and I'm at an 8, you know, it's not helping at all. That does require for you to take notice of the fact that you may be dealing with the side effects. So that's why for me, I rather read, you know, the side effect warning, because I'd like to pay attention to the fact like, oh, it's not the food that I ate, it's not whatever, but my stomach is just not right. Mm-hmm. And it may be the meds, and you know, it kind of confirms some of the things that I may be experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you do that after or before? Like, you
before
you read before you've had the stomach ache. So then when you have the stomach ache, you
that I chalk it up to, okay, if I'm paying attention to my body and I recognize I haven't changed anything about what I'm eating or anything, and I start feeling nauseated, I started feeling nauseated an hour after I take this med, it's a good thing to jot it down, right? And then I'm like, it could be related to the medication.
See, I go, I'll take the med if I feel something after I feel the thing and I'm like, is this the med? Then I'll go read the pamphlet.
Yeah, you and I are so different, dude. That's so funny. I like to be preventative.
Well, but I'm also a hypochondriac. I will convince myself, you know, I'm just pretty convinced that if I just thought it, I would somehow, or it's a fear. It's a fear. Yeah. Sometimes it's a fear. Sometimes I feel like it happens. I don't know. I'm just like, just know myself. Anyways, that's not the point.
Yeah. Getting back to what we were saying is this idea that when you should make a decision to like stop taking your meds. And for me, it would be based on if it's really countering all the positive that I'm trying to do for myself.
For sure.
Totally, like, not dude. Allowing me to do the things that I want to do within reason, right? It's not like I'm going to go and run a marathon tomorrow. Into context, if I started taking these medications 2 weeks ago, and you kind of say it, right? It's like a very subtle change where before I wasn't even thinking about going for a walk, but tomorrow I could.
Yeah.
And then this idea that, nah, man, I'm not walking, I'm not getting out of bed now. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even want to do anything. That's where that regression kind of moves in.
I feel like the same thing happens with side effects, like with the subtlety that I'm paying attention to. Like irritability is like that. Like I'm kind of always irritable, but if a med starts to make me even more irritable, it's so slow. It's not like I wake up and I'm like so murderous and irritable, but I notice slowly over time I'm more irritable. And then I have to look back over time and be like, oh, dude, it is totally this medication that is not working. It's making me more irritable. And I love that you're like, it's about functioning, because that's right. Like a med isn't working if you're not functioning.
Right.
Like, right. Period. Right. So, and you have to ask yourself, like, does this medication work for me or not? And it's not working if you're not able to do the goals and the things that you want in your life. So you definitely got to go back to your doctor and be like, no, this medication doesn't work.
Yeah. I remember taking a medication. So I've dealt with like headaches for a long time, you know, and headaches can be associated with like depression and all these other things. But I had migraines for a long time and I was prescribed a med and the doctor was like, this is the best thing, you know, it's going to make you feel better. And I remember taking it and like a couple of days in, I was having conversations and I couldn't like put actual sentences together. I would think it. But then I would start talking and I would completely forget what I was talking about. And then I'd be like, wait, what was I talking about?
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it until somebody brought it to my attention and they were like, hey, are you okay? Like, you know, I know like this is happening. And I was like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And then the more and more I paid attention to her, I was like, dude, something's not right. And it was totally the medication. So I don't know if that's also something that can be very useful for people where somebody could tell you, hey, I've noticed these changes with you, and I know you started taking XYZ, but that's where you have to feel comfortable and also sharing that, right?
Yeah, you do have to be comfortable with your doctor. And that is a factor. It's like if your meds feel worse and you don't feel like you can trust your doctor to go back and say what you need to say, that that's kind of a problem. You might need to see a new doctor. But the answer really around like, my meds make me feel worse. Like if your meds really make you feel worse, there's only one option, which is not take that medication. And what sucks for people is that maybe they're trying lots of different meds and a lot of those meds suck. And that's true. A lot of the meds suck. So then you're like, well, do I not have any medications? Do I not take meds? What it means in my life that I don't want to take meds? I do think it's important to explore your options with your doctor and not assume that the first medication you take is the only, like if it didn't work, that's it, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
That's not necessarily an option for you. Like there are other drugs, there are newer drugs, and there are patient assistance programs to get you help with paying for newer drugs if you know that other drugs don't work. If you have depression and you've tried three drugs, you might have treatment resistant depression, and therefore, you know, you might qualify for other things. And there's just so many nuances that sometimes doctors don't walk us through that process, that it just takes time for you to get there. But it wouldn't get there if you just took one medication and you didn't like it and you stopped forever.
Yeah, I think it's also important to note that you can always go to your doctor. What you said earlier about writing things down and rating the symptoms and things like that, I think is hugely important, because we don't do that enough. And when we walk into the doctor's office, we're just like, yeah, things are fine. But if they're really not, that's your time to share. This other aspect, though, too, it may be that you may need to up your dose or reduce your dose and combine something. And what sucks is that it's kind of like you're playing around and trying to figure out what works best.
Yeah.
And it's not linear, right? It's not just, okay, you take this and you'll feel much better. And they tell you, oh, just take your medicine. You want to clock them on, you know, and be like, nah, dude, it's not that easy. What you could do is have patience with yourself and have patience with your body, because without that, we are not able to really figure out what would work best for us. It's not one line that is like you follow A, B, C, and you're going to get down this path. No, you could go from A to B, back to A, back, you know, even further into the negatives, and just got to figure it out.
Information is key. Your doctor can't make decisions to help you without information. Telling your doctor your goal is key. Like, if you want to have a relationship and all of a sudden your medication also makes your libido horrible, which is a really common side effect in psychotropic meds, like, it's really uncomfortable to talk to a psychiatrist about sex, your sex life, but you got to do it, you know, like, especially if you feel like this is affecting my life and I don't feel like I can have sex with my partner, or like, that's real, you know, and they are doctors. So they've definitely heard all kinds of things like that before. And some of them don't ask. So you need to feel brave and be able to tell them as you explore these options and to figure out what works for you or doesn't work for you or how it works for you. I mean, we, in the end, advocate for you doing what's best for you. So only you can make the decision about what's tolerable, you know, whether or not a medication works, does it fit in your life, and does it help you meet your goals? But we really do encourage that a good, open, honest relationship with a psychiatrist helps to do that better than one that is not a trusting relationship.
Yeah, completely. Right? That's not always the case. That's a, you know, hopeful kind of relationship that could exist. But you can prepare yourself with information, arm yourself with information, and being brave requires patience from you. I really want to focus on that patience piece, because it can be extremely frustrating to know you want to get better and do better for yourself, but then you think that this is going to be like this magic pill and it doesn't turn out to be that way. So it's okay to go back and ask questions and say to yourself, okay, I'm still trying. The fact that this didn't work doesn't mean that I should stop trying to get better. If you start taking medication, I think you should have like some sort of journal or something that you keep track of things, whether it's an app or something that just helps you keep track of stuff.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Keep fighting in the open. And till next time.